be good for the hogs 1 year, poor farming. Just swap backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
There was a certain amount of money made out of cattle in later years, but it was never enough money made out of cattle for the trouble. It's too hard to keep over high water, you know. And with a hog, you had to put out two or three sows. Well, in a year or two, you was back in the hog business. It didn't take much to go into it, and cattle was too much trouble to keep and things like that.
Yes, sir. You had some high waters here?
Yes, I'd have caught fished off a scaffold in 1903, and I can remember that.
1903?
1903. I was nearly 3 years old.
Alfalfa burning, you 2 years old.
Yes, I can remember that, too.
How'd you help her?
It caught from a island mud chimney. I don't guess you know what that is, but anyhow, it's one they used to make out of mud, you know, clay or whatever, and use this Spanish moss, and make cats, as they call them, and daub a chimney, which is about what they did. And it caught and burned. House wasn't very worth that much, but you know, he had a right smart of stuff under his built high off the ground and lost a couple of bales of cotton that he picked. They was picking cotton in the field. And it's, of course, it was a pretty good loss, too, but lost all these plow tools they was under there. It had built up 8 feet from the ground. And to dodge these waters, they had pretty well stilted them up in those days.
This house is almost 50 years old and the water's in and four.
I believe maybe more time than that. It was here in 45, and it's here in 32 and 37 and 50. That's four, I believe. So I can go.
Yes, sir.
And we had water pretty often.
You got a lot of folks around here, don't you? Clyde and Leo.
Yes, quite a few.
How many were in the family?
Well, there was one brother died when he was 4 years old. He's buried in the boys, and then there was five of us that lived and had two sisters, and there's four brothers left now. One of the other brothers died. My sister died several years back. She was the oldest.
Yes, sir.
And they all got children, and we got four granddaughters, so that's, and they gone. One lives in Lake Charles, and the boy lives in Denver or Canada or something. He's been in Canada quite a bit.
Lake Charles? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Anita. She works for the welfare department.
I got a girlfriend from Lake Charles.
Sure. We had a pretty good granddaughter married down there a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So, did you get your schooling here? Is this where
all the schooling I got here about through the 10th grade. I never finished high school. Water sort of blocked it out, However, I guess I could have went to college if I'd have, but it'd have been a long hitch of it, and I don't know, it would have been pretty hard.
Yes, sir.
Could you
even go to school regular here? Did they have school 9 months a year?
Well, pretty well. Sometimes it'd be, water'd get up and you'd lose some time, but I never had any trouble making grades.
Had to walk.
Had to walk.